because you're very weak into the repeater. This is N0TR, Tango Radio. My name is Tom.
I'm in the house. Let me walk outside. We'll see if it gets better. River Delta Kilo, I'm outside now. Is that any better?
Afraid to inform you that that's a negative, no joy. Still very weak. You're about half signal and half white noise.
That's all to me. I'm in Charlotte. Over.
That could have a little bit to do with it. Well, coming from Charlotte, your signal's okay.
It's all right. I'll continue to try to access the repeater. Otherwise, I'll go back in the house and switch over. I'm a cross-band repeating out to it from an HP to my home, CTH in Charlotte. I'm walking my dog, and I wanted to see how I'm getting out.
Oh, you're the old boy with the antenna that's up in the tree, right?
It was first put up there about a year and a half ago. It got out a lot better, and the leaves grew in, and the tree shifted a little bit, but it's still getting out, I think, okay. It's not perfect.
It's about a 5x5 if we were talking on HF, and it's not horrible, and I can copy you, but it is considerably far from full quieting, shall we say.
Well, I wish it was better. Sorry about that. I'm probably about the best I can do. One of the main issues is they built a few buildings between myself and going west in Charlotte. And I think line of sight has been diminished a little, as well as with some leaves. You know, and if I could go back and do it again, I didn't have my general when I put that 2-meter 440 antenna up in the tree. I probably would have put an HF up there with a rotator. I'd probably put a tower up, connected or right next to the tree, kind of hidden in it. Over.
Well, it's undoubtedly with a tower and a beam, you do much, much better because it has some gain to it. But you'd have a lot more bucks in the pot, too. It costs a lot to put a tower up and maintain it and all of that stuff. But they are pretty wonderful. I had one when I lived back in Kansas, but I just run wire antennas now. We're mobile, by the way, passing Greer Toyota over here on Wade Hampton near Greer.
Sir, how far away is that from the repeater? As I'm not a Greenville resident, I'm not as familiar with that area as you are.
Well, I'm an immigrant my wife and I from Kansas. We moved down here to be near the grandchildren, and I couldn't tell you how far, but it's on the North Carolina-South Carolina line at 3,500 feet.
That head mountain, that head mountain.
Would be correct, and I just don't really know how far it is from my location, but if anybody's in there, they can jump in and tell me.
Get to the Mount Mitchell repeater at 6,600 feet from down there.
I'm getting into it. I personally don't use Mount Mitchell, but it is a very good repeater, and I've listened to it before, and there's some nice fellas on there. I just got local friends around here because I'm in the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and the Greer Amateur Radio Club. So, for the most part, I talk around here and get a pretty good signal on him, even if he's mobile. This is N0TR.
K2RCO.
November Delta Kilo. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I've got a lot of friends on that Mount Mitchell here. So I can hit it pretty well from down here. And they're in Hendersonville, and some of them are. Some of them are in Shelby, some of them are in Hickory. But my family's from Hendersonville originally, so I like to stay in touch with people up there.
Russell, this gentleman's in Charlotte on a handy talkie walking his dog, so you guys go ahead. I'm getting in some thick traffic, and nice talking to you this afternoon. And K2RCL to take it, and 0TR be clear.
I was just going to hop in real quick. I think, looking at Google Maps, you're about 37 road miles from the repeater down there at Toyota Greer. So probably not quite that far as a crow flies.
That repeater real well, 37 miles, and it being up about 3,800 feet. Over.
The Caesar's Head repeater's got a good coverage area. I'm over on the outskirts of Inman, South Carolina right now. Probably about the same distance Tom is. I'm on a HT inside a vehicle. But I seem to be able to hit it from here.
On a whip antenna attached to the HT.
I'm on a Anytone 878 UV handheld with a, I think it's a knockoff version of the long whip antenna.
Well, good, I'm on a FC70D, the boss band repeating back to the host GPA about a half a mile away, and I'm walking my dog right now.
Well, making the trip from Charlotte, you're doing pretty good. I've got you with some static over here. I'm in and out of some holes over on this side. But I'm going to back out of here. I just heard y'all talking while I was driving along here, and I knew the distance-wise was about 37 miles, road miles, so it's probably a little less than that as a crow flies with Tom where he was at. It was a good talking with you, and you're making a good trip from Charlotte for sure. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear on your final, and I'll say 73.
K2RCL, with 4 November, LPO, off the list.